Drones come in all sizes, from small to XXL, think military drones. They carry loads, cameras, and various other sensors. Flying insects do extremely well with smaller systems for their own purposes. Their natural materials combine multiple functions. Their exoskeleton provides structure, signaling, camouflage, and drag reduction. Their sensors for wind direction can be hairs distributed all over the body. We humans generally cobble together single-purpose items. Tiny cameras and lenses, complex chips for electronic control, and energy-costly slash bulky LiDAR or acoustics or radar for collision avoidance and landing. Our systems don't multitask and also don't feed themselves nor repair themselves. Engineers are catching on. Toshiyuki Nakata and colleagues in the UK and Japan have quadcopter drones with five pairs of tiny air pressure sensors. These detect enough details of the complex airflow around the drone body that indicate nearness to a surface so that the drone can avoid a collision or prepare for landing. It required exquisite modeling of airflow to extract the informative patterns of air pressure. Evolution did that for the insects, at the cost of lots of less nuanced plans of bodies and nerves that got eaten, stumbled on flowers, or got swatted by horsetails. Now their incredible systems challenge us to match them. This has been an outreach activity of the Las Cruces Academy.